Welcome to the podcast, Winning Through Culture, where we're helping entrepreneurs stay impactful and relevant. I'm your host, Tim Flanagan. In this episode, we'll discuss what Winning Through Culture is all about.
So, Tim, I know we've been talking for a while about this concept of starting a podcast, and it's been, I would say, at least a year in the making, and we haven't pulled the trigger until now. So what does podcasting mean for you, and what do we hope to glean from this platform?
Amanda, I've been listening to podcasts, several different podcasts now for a few years, and I've got a good friend, Tom Shea, who started a podcast a few years back. I was fortunate to be a guest on that a couple times. And as I listen to podcasting a lot when I'm working out or running, you know, it's a great medium to learn. It's a great medium to connect with something that's important to you or people that are important to you, and to open your mind to different experiences in life, to different people. So I all the way down to, you know, one of my favorite podcasts is the Spartan podcast, the Spartan Racing I do, and they've got actually several podcasts now, but their main podcast every week, you know, that's a community. And, you know, after a while you start to listen and you start to feel like you know the people, certainly, again, learning all the time and getting new insights. So this was something that I wanted to do as a way, again, to share some of the things we've done in our business and take that on a broader platform of success, to share the story and stories of the people that we'll interview and the people that are either a part of this organization or in my circle of friends, mentors. So I just figured, you know, you can talk about doing something all day long, and I've learned that until you commit and usually sign something on a dotted line that requires money or time commitment, not going to happen. So, you know, now is the time to stop talking about it and start doing it.
Yeah, you become intimately invested in the starting of that particular project.
Yeah, and I, you know, in thinking it through, obviously there's a lot of podcasts out there, there's a lot of information out there, and I want to make sure what we're doing is relevant and is of interest to people. And I know that you that takes some thought and some time and some real attentiveness. So I'm looking forward, like I said, to really making sure that we're doing a good job of bringing people content on this podcast that's of value and interest to them.
Right, and keeps them connected. I think the key word there is to remain relevant and ultimately use this as an opportunity for the community in which we have built and continue to build, has that connection, whether it's, you know, in on the drive-in to work or maybe it's even on a longer cross-country travel trip. You never know.
True. And I will freely admit, and it may not sound like it, but I am actually not all that comfortable talking about myself. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, again, talking to people I know about their experiences in life and sharing some of the things that have made a big impact in their life, with the hope that the folks listening to this will get something, either inspiration, an idea sparked, something comes along in one of our podcasts that causes them to, you know, finally decide to take a risk or do something that they've been putting off for some period of time and to really become a better version of themselves.
And they might even start their own podcast.
And they might even start their own podcast, yes.
So why Winning Through Culture? Where did that come from?
Well, we live in a marketplace where everything is constantly being commoditized. And, you know, everybody's got a great client experience. Everybody's got great this, great that. And it's becoming increasingly difficult to differentiate businesses one from the other. And yet, if you look at really great companies in the last decade to 20 years, companies that like Google or Apple that, you know, stand out as organizations people are both familiar with and may aspire to work at or be a part of, the one common theme you see is their culture is something that is intentionally attended to. And that attention to culture is something that really, I believe, makes a business less likely to be commoditized, less likely to be a business that people, you know, kind of graze out and disappears into the space because there's no discerning factor. So culture is important, because culture is what ultimately defines the experience people have either as employees working in an organization or as customers or clients of a business. And so figured, what better way in life to win than from a business perspective than focusing on a healthy culture and all of the things that go into making a healthy culture and helping people win in their business life through the attending to that culture.
So when you think about the word community and building the sense of community and a greater population of people, where when you look up, you know, what is culture defined as, it's really a conglomeration of a particular group or social group's behaviors and attitudes. And so when you're looking on social media and when maybe you're exploring an organization to partner with, sometimes it can look like your culture's manufactured. How do you think that that relays into what this podcast maybe will uncover for individuals as they're looking to have greater and deeper relationships when they are looking to build out their community?
That's a great question, Amanda. The first thing is it's important that authenticity be a part of the conversation. In a Facebook society where everybody's putting forth their best version of themselves, and it may or may not be attached to reality, I think your question really kind of strikes at the heart of how do you tell if a culture and an organization's authentic versus inauthentic and just kind of a show, you know, and there's nothing behind the curtain. And, you know, in our podcast, we're going to touch on a lot of topics, and, you know, building a winning culture isn't all about things that go well. It's quite frankly about some of the harder stuff and the things that don't go so well, some of the harder conversations, some of the realizations that one might come to, and quite frankly, you know, doing the harder work. And so the authenticity, I think, comes through ultimately with the consistency of experience. And so on our podcast, we're going to cover a lot of topics. We're going to interview a lot of interesting people and talk about a lot of different things that I think ultimately go into creating a winning culture. And authenticity is very much a part of that. And the more authentic, ultimately, the culture, I do think the truth is the more clear it is for people to determine if it's something that resonates with them or not, and it's something they want to be a part of or not. And yeah, it's definitely a challenge in business today, because if you do have, you know, we've been recognized in our business several times for best places to work, and you don't just manufacture those results. I mean, there's a very regimented process of surveying employees that's done by a third party. And at the same time, you know, some people may look at that and say, oh, it's all, you know, it's all about just trying to make the business look good. But the truth is, that's not what it's about. It's about making the lives of the people in the business richer, more successful, letting people become better versions of themselves. And to be able to do that and then run a business that's successful on top of that, that, you know, year in and year out gets great results, is really what winning through culture is all about.
You mentioned that through the podcast, you're going to be interviewing several different individuals, and I get to sit here today and talk to you, and you're one of the most inspiring people to me. So when you talk about, you know, building out this podcast, and you said why we're doing it, but really, what is the passion behind this for you personally? Why now?
Why now? Well, you know, we all have a story or stories to tell. And as I get older, I appreciate from some of my mentors and close friends who are wiser than me that ultimately sharing your story so that you can inspire other people and meet other people and be inspired by other people is a lot better than just kind of keeping your head down and not sharing your story. So our, you know, our lives are really a tapestry of the people we know and love and the stories and experiences we have and the things we learn and continue to learn. And, you know, I believe this podcast will give us an opportunity to share some of the things certainly that I've learned, but more importantly, even some of the things that I've learned from others who will ultimately be guests and joining us on this podcast.
So when you think about the society that we live in today, we talked a little bit earlier about how socially engaged we are in an online world and the instant gratification concept. So do you feel like this particular platform is a way in which we can share with a greater population, you know, just general topics around how to, you know, be your best self and ultimately win at life? And what does that mean when it comes down to that concept of instant gratification? How does that play into the society that we're looking to enhance and be part of.
You know, in our business, we had our best year ever. And as people congratulated me, I laughed and said, thank you very much. It was 10 years in the making. And that is the truth. You know, anything great or anything sustainably successful is ultimately going to be something that is not an overnight success, is not instant gratification, is not a just add water microwave type solution. So my hope
is... It's not ramen? Is that what you're telling me?
It's definitely not ramen, which is not terribly nutritionally valuable either, but all of us sustained ourselves through college on it, or at least I did, because it was very affordable. I think it was, I won't even say how cheap it was in college for me, or I'll date myself for sure. But, you know, the truth is that now, what I hope we can convey to people in our podcast over a series of guests and interviews is that success is something that is attainable and achievable by all of us, but it is by no means instant and overnight. And I've got a saying that I've used for years called the hard way becomes the easy way, and the easy way becomes the hard way. Mm-hmm. And in essence, what that means, which has been shortened down to hard easy, is do the hard stuff now and things may get easier. Take the easy route today and things are most likely going to get harder. And instant gratification, microwave, you know, overnight success society is an illusion. And hopefully what we can do on our podcast is help people realize that's exactly what it is. It's a lot of BS. And but that is still success is attainable and winning in life is attainable to all of us.
So Tim, as we've seen and is very evident through your entrepreneurial career, remaining relevant and really making an impact on those around you and in your personal life and in your professional life, it's evident that that's really important to you. So how do you look to share with the population of people who are going to listen to this, how they can do those two things and ultimately the importance that you put on that topic?
Great question, Amanda. There's a lot of information now in our society and there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of things out there that ultimately almost seem to be a distraction, in the sense that everybody's got the hack, everybody's got the quick fix, everybody's got the, you know, just do this in the morning and your whole life will be better and change. And I just, you know, fundamentally through this podcast, I want to share what I think is more the reality of success. And being impactful is hard work, but it's good work, it's meaningful work. And staying relevant is about an ongoing investment in yourself and the people around you. And so we're going to be sharing, like I said, interviews with people that are doing that, that you might not have heard from before or heard of before because they fly below the radar. They're not, you know, social media darlings or people that are got Instagram influencers. And that's not taking anything away from anybody in that regard. But I really want to kind of hit the hard stuff and really dive into what I think is the truth of being impactful and relevant and share that. So my belief is that we're going to have content and we're going to interview people that are doing that, not just me. You know, this podcast, as I've shared with you and others, is not about me. It's about sharing the information and the experiences that I and we collectively have had in our business life with other entrepreneurs who genuinely want to make an impact and they genuinely want to stay relevant.
In thinking about, you know, why listeners would come back to listen to more episodes, we've mentioned a couple of things around remaining relevant and impactful in the community. So what specific topics are you planning to discuss and cover as new episodes are released as part of Winning Through Culture?
So as we talked about, Amanda, I mean, the one thing that I want to make sure we do a good job of covering is kind of the whole person and not just, you know, do this in business and be successful. With that said, there will obviously be a lot of business-related components. So on the business front, we'll talk about the signs of a healthy culture and how to apply the power of purpose to really have a successful workplace. I think we can share what it takes to have a best places to work type of company environment, and all the elements that go into that. And it's not just ping pong tables and foosball tables and beer on tap, but that doesn't hurt. I want to talk about leadership and authentic leadership, spend some more time talking about servant leadership and how serving others as a leader really does have a positive impact beyond anything that a single person's going to accomplish on their own. We're going to interview a lot of people, and I want to interview some of my mentors, some of my coaches, people that have taught me, again, a lot of the elements of what have helped me be relevant and impactful in my leadership and business and life. And these are very interesting people that, again, have their own great stories to share. Also want to interview some of the advisors that are a part of our business and our firm, because ultimately to hear the story of their entrepreneurial journey, starting something from nothing and to what they've been able to accomplish, not just again in their business, but in their life, I think is very, very relevant and meaningful. And, you know, my faith, as I've shared, is very important to me. And I get a lot of questions about how do you integrate that into your business life? And, you know, I would be quick to say that because of the integration of my faith into my business life, I think our business has been all that much more successful, and the people that are a part of our business are better off in their lives and are having the type of success and enjoying what they want in life. And I want to talk about that because that is a topic that is difficult for many people to get their arms around and can be a little controversial. And then I want to talk a little bit about what I've learned about being successful in life and business outside of business, and bring my Spartan Racing experience into the conversation, and how applicable what I've learned in my Spartan Racing experience that is to not only living a great life, but running a great business. And there's some pretty fun and interesting parallels there. And I get asked a lot, why do I do that? And people think I'm slightly crazy, and perhaps I am. But it's something I really have a lot of passion about. I really love, I hope it inspires others. I think ultimately, though, if I get a chance to share that part of what tie-in to business and life is, that people understand the value of challenges and overcoming obstacles. I've enjoyed spending time with you on this episode today, and be sure to continue along this winning journey with me. Thank you for listening to the Winning Through Culture podcast, and remember, stay impactful and relevant. To connect with us, you can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Winning Through Culture, and find us online at winningthroughculture.com, or just go to the show notes where you'll find all the links. We look forward to connecting with you and hearing from you. Thanks for listening.